Lotus office. Help me help you.
My name is Patricia. How can I help you?
Are you calling from?
I'm calling from the Department of Veteran Affairs Champion Program. How can I assist you?
From the veteran, right? The Department of Veteran Health.
Department of Veteran Affairs Champion Program, sir. How can I assist you today?
Just give me a moment. Let me check if any representative wanted to talk to you.
Sir, I do apologize, but if you do place me on hold, I can only provide you 2 minutes.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You can wait for that. Thank you for that. So I'm just answering this call to a representative.
I can provide you 2 minutes, sir.
Hello.
Good afternoon. This is the Department of Veteran Affairs Champion Program. My name is Patricia. How can I help you?
Can you spell out your name?
Yes, sir. My name is Patricia. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A-M-A-S. I'm speaking with, please.
Can you repeat the name slowly? Your voice is not coming clearly.
My first name is Patricia. That's P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A-M-A-S. I have the pleasure of speaking with today.
Yeah, my name is Tom and my last initial name is P as in Peter, and I'm calling from provider's office looking for some claim information. And what's your last initial?
Sir, could you please provide to me the spelling of your first name?
That's T as in Tango, O for Oscar, M for Mike.
Thank you very much. My last initial is W as in Water. I have a phone number that crossed over at 901-610-4114. Is this your direct line?
Yes, correct.
Thank you very much. Would you like to provide an email address for an after-service call? That is optional.
No.
May I have your tax ID number, please?
621-526-296.
621-526-296?
No.
That is insufficient numbers.
No. That's 621-526-296.
Thank you so much for that information. May I have the member ID or social that we're discussing today?
Yes, that's member's ID is 41437440 7, and member's name is Eugenia Bell.
One moment.
Yeah.
One moment, please. And the patient's date of birth, please.
That's October 9th, 1967.
And the date of service that we are discussing for this patient?
Yes. Wait a second. That one is September 3rd, 2024, and the billed amount is $44,048.63.
Do you have any additional claims for this patient?
What do you say?
Do you have any additional claims for this patient?
That's why I have a concern for this one.
How many claims do we have today, sir?
Eight.
One moment, please. Are they all for the same tax ID number, sir?
Yes.
One moment. And I can see that this patient is eligible and active with Champion as of 9/20/1995. Future term date is 10/8/2032. I do not see any other health insurance listed at this time. We are a primary. One moment, please. I do have this claim on file, that claim number 00420688200.
Wait for a second, I have a question and sorry for interruption. We have received the details for payment, but we have some another concern for this claim. Can I?
Yes. Go right ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you. That's a champion denies the claim for the CPT code A9579, stating that medical for the required medical records. So we have sent the medical records via mail, and again we called for the medical record status. The informers that they did not receive any medical records. So we have sent the medical records via mail. That's the mailing address: PO Box 500, Spring City, P as in Papa, A as in Alpha, 19475. And we have resent the medical records via multiple times. And when inquiry about the appeal status, the representative consistently stating that they are working on the backlog. Initially, they are processing packages received in January 25 and advising to allow 30 to 45 business days for the update. And later, they are working in the February 25 and receiving packages. And the most recent follow-up confirmed they are still processing February claims due to ongoing backlogs. An attempt to escalate to a senior representative were unsuccessfully, as they could not provide further assistance, a specific time frame, or any written communication regarding claim processing. So we need to allow a few more time to get claim to be processed. So can you please check it out that what the status for this one?
I can advise you that this claim was received on 9-17 of 2024, processed on 9-18 of 2024. This claim allowed and paid $12,313.66. This claim was paid out on 9-20 of 2024. That was with an EFT number, sir. The claim was paid on with EFT 325-1307.
But wait for a second. Yeah, wait for a second. Yeah.
Please, sir, could you let me provide the information that I need to provide for my policy, sir? I will answer your question, sir. Can you give me the opportunity to do that, please?
Okay, continue.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate that. I'm reviewing the claim to see where the medical records were requested. So bear with me a moment, please. Do you know which CPT code was requesting medical records?
It is an Alpha 9579.
Okay, very good, sir. I just see that. And that is with line 7. One moment, please. I just need to know my account with the information of what we're discussing. Line 7. Okay. And when you sent those medical records out, you sent them to Spring City. What date did you send them?
That's last I will send on April
1625. Okay. Very good. The next thing is you made it in, stated you sent an appeal. If you're sending medical records, then you would not need to send an appeal. So if you sent them in an appeal, they're going to be put into a department that they would not need to be in. However, I will advise you that we are opening and scanning mail as of 4/22 of 2025. When you submit your medical records to us, we ask you to allow 7 to 14 business days from the date that you sent it. So if you were to add 7 days onto this date that you submitted your claim, that would take you to 4/23 of 2025. If you add the 14 days, it could take you into May. We are opening up the 4/22 of 2025. Let me check and see if I can locate anything. I cannot guarantee you that I will, but I will do my due diligence to see if I can find anything. One moment, please. Let's see. So bear with me a few moments as I'm reviewing information. Let's try this. 7. Thank you for your patience as I review this. One moment. Okay, there. Let's look here if anything was received here. And that date of service, 2024-903. Okay. I'm still trying to see if I can find anything for you. I do apologize for the delay. Thank you for your patience. Let's see if we can find anything here. Yeah, let's see if we have anything here. And let me take a look here. I'm looking at information. Please bear with me a few moments. Appreciate your patience. Are you still there, sir?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I am still here.
That is not the date of service we're looking for. We're looking for 9-3. Okay, that's not there. Let's see what we have here. And date of service. Okay, so at this point in time, I am not seeing those medical records being received at this time. However, they could be in our system being prepped to be put in to the area which were needed. So it could be in that department. It just hasn't been put into the system yet. The only reason why I'm saying that is because you submitted them on 4-16 of 2025. You do need to allow that 7 to 14 business days for us to obtain that information. So when we get to the date, I would say anywhere after, let's see, May 1st or May 2nd, I would be a little bit more concerned that we do not have them because we are working on 6-22 of 2025 at this time.
Okay, no issue. So can you provide me the call reference for this one?
The call reference is the same for the entire call. That will be 25-O as in Oscar, C as in Charlie, C as in Charlie, F as in Foxtrot, M as in Mary, -96-207-69613.
Okay, no issue. So thank you for us for today.
Do you have an additional question, sir? I believe you said you had another claim.
No, that is the same issue for this all the claims.
Oh, okay. Well, then, okay. Did you send them all together at the same time or something, or?
No, that's different. 2 to 4 days after. That's like.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, you want to give it a little bit more time. So, when you call back in, ask what date we're working on. And then add that 7 to 14 business days on at that point. And then we can take a look and see what we can find. We have several areas in which we can look at to see if we can locate that information for you at that point. So, yeah, when you call, I would call, you know, give it another 30 to 45 business days. We could technically be up to that point. We could be there maybe a little sooner. I can't guarantee it, though.
Okay, no issue. Can you can you provide me any concern letter for this one? This issue right now.
I'm not understanding. You're asking for what type of a letter?
It is a problem not for this claim. I have some 1,000 claim for the same issue for the different patient. So can you provide me that? How much time it was? Yeah, what?
I can't provide you any time frame, sir, because it depends on what date we're working. You know, when you sent it in, did you send it to the correct address? You stated that you sent them in April. You sent it to the Spring City. It appears to be the correct address. That address has since changed, but you should be okay with that at this point. The best thing I can tell you to do is just to keep following up.
You said that we have sent to the old mailing address, but for all the claims we have that's the same issue for this, and we have two approximately 4 to 5 times we have sent the claim to the correct PO box 500 Spring City for this one. So
it could be a variety of issues, sir. I unfortunately don't have that answer for you. I mean, it could be a mail issue. It could be anything at this point, but I can advise you that the address that you sent it in for the date that you sent it in is correct.
Okay. Okay, no issue. We will
yes,
follow up for this. No issues. So thank you for us for today. Have a great day. Bye for now.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you so much for calling the Department of Veteran Affairs Charity Program. There is a survey at the end of this call, and you have a wonderful day, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for your call today. Please answer these two quick questions.